third wave post-communist on the
left. Party Razem.
Go ahead.
So, you know, you cannot vote for the post-communists because it's simply third way, nothing to do with the left. But in the same time, you cannot vote for new left because there's no new left on the political landscape. And something was changed, I don't know, 3 years ago, when the liberals of the it was some millionaire liberal populist Janusz Palikot, he had his liberal agenda and also economical and social liberal agenda. But he had also quite strong left wing in his liberal party. And this is funny part of Polish politics, that the most left agenda, that the most left wing of the all parliament is on the board of Liberal Party. Yeah, but
found by millionaire.
Yeah, found by millionaire. And if you ask somebody on the street about left, they can also, oh, these funny guys who support pro-choice and LGBT. Yeah, left in Poland, in common sense, is associated with jak są sprawy światopoglądowe po angielsku?
Worldview,
cultural, yeah. This is cultural left. So first, there was this left wing of Liberal Party. Then there was attempt to bring Green Party to the left. Hi. I'm trying to sketch the political landscape of new left in Poland. So we have this post-communist third way, and then red-green party for a moment.
Red-green,
yes. The hardcore of Green Party, the most ambitious one, the most ambitious one was from the I don't know, Young Socialists, yeah, and it was also a funny situation. And you can see that the social left or radical left was looking for some political representation when the Social Democrats. It was impossible. But then the Liberal Party, oh, maybe there is some possibility to address the left agenda in the parliament through the liberals. Of course, it's impossible. Then maybe there is a possibility to run election through the Green Party. It's also impossible because of the weak organization, we're weak organization of Greens. Greens have now 40 members in the whole country.
Really?
Yeah. 40 members in whole country.
So they are all in Radomir?
No, so it was the problem. And so then the social left found that they need their own representation in the mainstream, in the electorals, and so on.
But I think you have to describe the weakness of Polish social democracy. Why they cannot represent the left issues, like, for example, in other European countries, because of this big disappointment. In the 2001, when the Social Democrats get the power, the left government or yep. the coalition with this Union of Labour, this, we can say, radical left party. And that was totally a disaster. They implement very radical neoliberal reforms. They cut taxes for the richest,
for the companies. They
decrease
the progression. We had three.
That's the government. They only cut the taxes for corporations. Yes, well, that's also one of the. They are very pro self-enterprise party. Yes.
Yeah.
They represent more self-enterprise than employees. And of course, there was a big, the most recognizable in Poland corruption after.
Yeah, corruption, privatization. Third way, yeah. at its
but,
best.
Yes, but they were even worse than third way.
Ultra capitalist and ultra corrupt.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah.
Like social democrats.
So oligarchic.
Like PASOK, like PSOE.
No program, no ideas, only to get the power and they,
and serve capitalism.
Yes, it's for Poland.
Yeah, we can see. Yes, because the leader of Polish social democracy, Miller, Miller, is in some way the Polish Yeltsin, we can say.
Yes. So
very arrogant.
What's his first name?
Leszek
Miller.
But in Russia, there's a Miller who is really Gazprom.
No, not the same, but the same.
He was a friend, was a very good friend of Gerhard Schröder.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. This problem.
In 2001, they had that was
40%.
40%, and all the workers, the Polish unions, supported this, this government. Mm-hmm.
Because of anti-social right-wing reforms before 2001. So there was reaction of organized labor world. Of ordinary people, and the next problem is that now in Poland the mass support of poor people, of working class, and the natural base for the left, they're supporting right wing party Prawo I Sprawiedliwość, Law and Justice. Because they are simply make a statement that we want social solidarity, not the liberalism. But when they take the power, they are simply again privatized.
So they have power.
Yeah.
2007.
Yeah. Make their own cultural war. You know this book of Frank about Kansas? There is a great notion, backlash. The working class and the poor people, white trash in USA, votes for Republican. But hey, Republican are making the situation even worse. Why? Because of the cultural agenda, anti-abortion, racism, and stuff. And this is the same situation. They are people in Poland are voting for the right. The right don't care about social things. They only have their agenda for elections, but then they are don't remember anything. You know, this is mass. This is some kind like Republicans, because we have two right. We had duopoly of two right wing parties. First, this Law and Justice is something like Republicans. They have the right centrists and also left centrists on board. But also they have radical liberals, also far-right nationalists. They don't care. And the second party, which lost the elections in month before in Poland was the citizen platform, Platforma Obywatelska, 8 years in government. You know Donald Tusk from the president of UA. Yeah. Sorry for him. So it was a liberal party of middle class with a modernization agenda and also privatization. So it was aesthetic difference between them. The nationalists and the modernists, but it was the same neoliberal agenda in Poland.
So how did that fit into the foundation of Basel?
Okay, so because of lack of old school people support for left, because of failure of social democracy, and social agenda of law and justice, we hadn't natural base for left. Yeah, we had only our small social left with 5% of support in Poland, and then we found that we need to have our own representation, that this entryism into Liberal Party, into Green Party, won't work anymore. The project starts from the open letter to the parties on social left to have a coalition and to have a coalition of radical non-social democrat left. And then the signatariusz listu. The group who started this open letter found that we need also some new kind of left party, not the old school radicals with a red flag or even with left folklore, not green, because you know. So we made some project, Polish Podemos, with a populistic agenda. You know, we know that there is a class warfare in Poland, but we are talking about 1% and 99.9%. We know that we are leftist, but we are using violet banner, not red banner. We must address the socio-economical agenda to the broad spectrum of people people who don't know anything about left, or they hate left because of Polish history, because this is another problem. Yeah, I was talking about yesterday, but if somebody wants to have brief recap, you know, post-Soviet country, and also the history of relations with Russia from 15th century. Every time it was hostile relationship. So left is a problem, especially this old school left aesthetic, for example. But we thought that we will be another small piece of this coalition. But then it was amazing. Thousands of people from Poland. Of course, the left activists. We were waiting for the Marxists, the socialists. They were waiting for a party because, as I said, we didn't have anything to vote. But also normal, regular people, office middle class, precarious, teachers, students. Not because, maybe because of our agenda, to have this social minimum of, I don't know, to abolish the temporary contracts, to have a public schools and hospitals, this welfare state minimum of the minimum, to live as a human being in a country. But also because of style, the new style without the oligarchy attitude, without this bullshit from TV, you know. And then
mm-hmm. What style? Can you say what Razem means?
Razem means together.
Did you have a violet or a purple?
Yeah.
Kind of
Like Podemos, the violet banner.
Okay. So you said we have like a class based analysis, but we like, you know, don't use those terms.
Yeah.
And I think as far as I'm concerned in Podemos, I mean, it's not that they're like, you know, Marxist in analysis, but populist in practice. I think they just have like a different concept of politics. I mean, I'm not quite sure, and they should. I mean, I would probably find out in the other workshop. But I was gonna ask in Razem, who's we, and is it like, I mean, is this just a few people, or is there like a shared like
core? Was the core of party? It was socialists, left activists from street, from blockades,
social movements,
Marxists, and another people from radical left. So it was tactical choice. How to make our own representation without shitstorm. Without shitstorm because of hammer and sickle, because of red flag, because of using term, social ownership of means of production. So the core of the Razem was left wing, and it was a tactical choice. But normal people didn't know that this is a tactical choice. Then they thought, "Oh my God, I don't have regular job. I only have a temporary contract. I won't have my own flat because it's too expensive. I'm a young person and my situation is very, very bad. I don't want to go to the immigration now." And these guys told me that, hey, it's not only your problem. It's problem of generation. It's a political problem. And we can deal with this together, rather. But this is the first problem, and there's also problem of hegemony, because we failed at this project of the left wing front, to have radicals, to have some old school union little parties, to have maybe radical Greens, yeah. They from the one side they were afraid because of our hegemony, because you know if Green Party have 40 members in Poland and we have 5,000 in Poland, of course.
But those 5,000 members are like they are recent members, because when was the party founded?
The party was founded half a year ago, and we had 1,050 members for by the, I don't know, 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
So.
With how many people was it founded?
200-300.
Mm-hmm.
So no, it was.
And then how? What kind of people joined the party?
This kind of, there was all, of course, the people that in the small town they were reading, I don't know, even Marx, and say, oh, it's a nice idea, but nobody in my city cares about it. Yeah. And then they found that there is a left in my town, but the most of them were apolitical, without interest in public life. They didn't vote, but then they found, oh, this movement is different than this political mainstream, and they say something.
Yes, you can say about our slogan.
Yeah, because our slogan is different politics is possible. Yeah, so they saw this different politics, but also they saw that, and it's good, they saw that we are representing their interest without this bullshit of being the, you know, self-made man. If you don't have money, you must work harder and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, we addressed the concrete interest of these people, and it was good, but also the aesthetic desires of these people, because we are young, because we are different, because we are using tracksuits, not the garniture, not suits, tracksuits, not suits, yeah. From the other side, these people, this new wave of regular people, middle class, precariat, hipsters also, they saw this another party of the political landscape or of radical left, and they told, this is not our comrades. We are party of normal people with desire of good life. We are not radical left as them. So it was the split. And it was a surprise for us to be the real party, big party on the political landscape. But in the same, it was not good surprise to have the split between us and the rest of the radical left.
But is it a manifest? I mean, is it also an organizational split, or
not?
There's no fraction.
No, it was split between parties. But now,
I think it's concealed. This split. It is not. It's not in the light of the party.
It's not a split within Raza.
No.
So
it's a split between because it was front of the. It was.
I think it's not so important.
It's important. I think it's important because there was alliance of radical left in Poland. Very weak, of course, but it was. And now. A few of them joined to the coalition with the Social Democrats. Once again, they are trying to enter the Social Democrats party. Few of them joined to some coalition with the peasant populists from I don't know where. And we run election by our own. But so, the problem now is, and I was asking the Podemos about it, because I see it in our Polish Podemos, that this kind of populism, which addresses simply the interest of good life, yeah, everybody wants to have a good life, Our program, when you look at our program from the perspective of political science, it's not even social democratic. It's social liberal.
No, I don't know.
Okay, but
you propose the tax, 75% tax.
Okay, there's a few radical points, like.
Why social liberal? Social liberal program was, I don't know, the program of the former.
Okay, but this is very normal program for the. I think that Christian Democrats in the 50s or 60s will agree.
In the 60s and 50s, yeah. We are in 2015, yes.
But for Polish people, oh my God, second communism gone, after the Solidarność, communism gone, and you want again have communism and stuff. So it was tactical choice to use this social democratic agenda. And first to address the socio-economical minimum in Poland, to change the vector of debate of politics from neoliberal to social. It was difficult, and it is difficult, because if every party has program privatize, low taxes, cut the.
I think there is a more complex issue in the Polish political landscape, because there are two parties which are our, in the social base, they are our enemies. Yes, it is the Law and Justice Party, Right Populist Party, and we have also this, I don't know how you call it, but it's also some kind of Right Populist Party, Pisa. And they gained more than 50% in this election. And they use all these parties' social rhetorics, yes?
Yeah, but this is social rhetoric because this is
without
not
social program.
This is social rhetoric without social program. They want cut taxes and give the zasiłki
benefits. Give money to everyone.
Yeah. It's like they say the same for the workers, but they.
Yes.
Nothing about it. We have the same with the, I don't know if you know the
FPÖ. Yes.
They call it the social home party. It's like we're a social party, but we're kind of nationalist. It's just missing that they say we're national socialist. But it's really the same. It's like they're the biggest party in the workers in the workers class. It's like not anymore the Social Democrats are not anymore the biggest party, and they're generally now they have 45% of our elections are the biggest party in whole Austria.
And you know,
it's like the biggest Polish trade union. So yeah, we supported this right-wing Populist Party. Yeah.
And before
before
election, there was a joke on the in the core of our party. Hey, we want to have normal social democrat program. We thought that they will eat us because of it, but it was not that hard before election. They okay, the new left without corruption, nice, the normal democracy need to have a left in the mainstream media. So we had the joke, oh, maybe revolution should be our program, because if they accept social democracy, maybe they will also accept revolution. And it was the plan to from elections to elections push the debate, push the postulates to the left. If social democracy, welfare state is good, okay. Try something more, and then something more, and then something more. But now, maybe you can talk something more about it. I'm afraid that it will be simply welfare state populism. As Podemos, I have the same concerns about Podemos, that it will be simply welfare state populism.
So are you in a way fighting right? Drafting your own tactics? I mean, when does the moment of truth come? how do you have this in mind? I mean, you pretend to be something that you're not. You're leftist, and you
first,
and and how do you go on from that? And if I may ask another question, you told us yesterday about the general view of the Soviet era.
Yeah.
How do you reflect on that era?
Okay, so first, it was during, I think, election when some part of leadership decide that the natural social base for us, that people who will vote for us will be the left wing of Central Liberal Party, which were in government for 8 years, the party of Donald Tusk. Okay, maybe it was true, but this logic of election bring also the political decisions. Okay, so we must address positive program, not against oligarchy, not against cutting the public service, but positive program of welfare state, of, you know, competitive Polish economy, of okay, state will be investing in but no nationalization of big industry. No, state will be benefit the companies which które będą przestrzegać prawa pracy, na przykład.
Supporting companies
that
well, they obey some standards in the
okay, so or state as a joint venture. Yeah, we invest in some good new industry and we will get some. So the main message, it was that okay, we are party of middle class without perspective, but we believe that the second Scandinavia is on the horizon. But the roots of this movement is on the street, on the manifestation, exmisje na bruk. Exmissions of tenants from the flats. Yeah. Yeah, when you block the exmission. Yeah?
Dispossessed?
Defending tenant rights.
Yeah.
In the agriculture.
No.
In the city,
tenants.
People who live for rent and can't
get
Okay.
Rich people buy the whole building and then throw away. And it was the root of this movement. But then this positive program for elections, you know, welfare state for middle class and poor, of course, but it was the one part of the this puzzle, and second one, the ideological composition of majority in party. You know, you can have the left core, but if you have democracy within the party, when you have a lot of normal people with their regular goals in life, job, hospitals, school, flat, and then they will bring the line, the program, into the center.
Yeah, but we can say that's specific you know, circumstances of Polish society that only 1 or 2% as could be the traditional left electorate of the party which had the left agenda, yes? And I think if we don't change this program and turn it into the center, we'll not gain, I don't know, about 4% in the elections, but less than 2%, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there are the left activists, which you said are on the core of the party, that this is only less than 1% of Polish society. We don't have the traditional left social movements of activists and protests that I know about 10%, less than more of the countries in European Union. In our country, the left, I don't know, this left electorate, radical left, is less than 1%.
Yeah.
And that's the
this, of course,
basic obstacle to build the radical left party.
60% of Polish people want to have a welfare state. But if you ask them, do you want to have a state with the highest taxes? They said no, because it will be communism. But if you ask them, do you want to have a better social service? And Miejsce pracy? Job places? They will agree. They will agree. So there's a desire for a welfare state in Polish people.
And then if you would address the second part of the question, because I think that's related, right? Because you say, okay, that there is certain social demands that people have, like in modern society, but they can't be addressed because there's like ideological baggage, so any form of like social democratic policies identified with communism. Then you say, okay, you try to kind of shift the discourse. But then how do you kind of like grapple like with this, like, let's say, ideological baggage of like of real existing socialism? I mean, is it like how do you yourself like relate to kind of that?
It's really, really difficult, because if you trying to defend even the welfare state core of real socialism, you know, because I think that it was the version of welfare state behind the Iron Curtain. Yeah, the same Fordism, the same way of life, but with another political landscape.
Well, I would find it more. Would like to understand better, learn more about how did that develop, that this Solidarność people came to the impression that only cross capitalism is the best for them. My impression is that they suspect that anything which looks like state authority, be it welfare state or whatever label there is, they fear that this will be kidnapped by bureaucracy, and bureaucracy will not only be Polish one.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a trauma in terms of the consciousness of history. I think there is a specific unconscious trauma in Poland that anything left will be stolen by the Russians or by the Germans, and if it's really bad by both.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anything bureaucratic, no matter what it is called, will not remain Polish.
This is interesting, but I think you're right.
You have a stigmatization, very unlucky for a paradox stigmatization of anything which is considered to be a vehicle of improvement or even of salvation in the Western world, like left and welfare, anything like that is unfortunately in this place between Germany and Russia stigmatized as something which will be taken away. Mm-hmm. Like SDKPN and Polish organization in history, and very much long before, will be taken away, will not reconcile with the interest of the existence of the Polish state.
And it was also a geopolitical choice. Yeah, we are against the Soviet Union, so we try to be... There was possibility to have our own way of transformation, but the elites, also post-Solidarność elite, choose to have another supporter. Patron from USA, and then Chicago Boys gives us the transformation.
And that's the reason of, for example, that the people from Solidarność, because you asked about the social the workers and the social base of Solidarność, the people feel betrayed by this elite which implemented capitalism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they feel betrayed by this elite, and we have very strong anti-elitarism, like peace,
yeah.
this level of justice. And there is a, I don't know, the narrative in Polish in the last 20 decades, that this elite from Solidarność built this corrupt state with this with the capital from
yeah, and with post-communists.
Yes,
yeah.
And the progressivism, because this liberal idea was presented as a progressive narrative
I would pose that to the Polish public as the third betrayer. Rosa Luxemburg could not protect Poland because she was murdered and Germany messed up. And Stalin messed up Poland, and we thought for some years, for 10, 15, 20 years, we thought the access with Chicago will protect us.
Yeah.
And in terms of Marxist thinking, is you have to look, the one who wants to be the progressive, will he betray you? Yeah. So the question with the bourgeoisie, that the turn against the bourgeoisie is very narrowly connected with the experience that the bourgeoisie cries for help to the Prussians, that the Prussians come in and crush crazy French revolutionaries.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Marxist approach, so to speak, and one of the last articles which Engels wrote was to say that the European bourgeoisie, if they will have no idea what to do, they will leave anything they can leave to the Tsar to give him, to make him rich and strong, and let him do the job for them, when they feel not themselves empowered enough any longer. And this So I would present this to the public as a kind of a third well-meant idea with Berlin, St. Petersburg, or Moscow, or Chicago, but it's not sustainable for the Greens to call it sustainable because of the fashionable expression.
But maybe I would give back to Jakub.
Of course, there's a... because I believe in social struggles. And I think that because of end of campaign, we are not in the parliaments, so media don't care about us. And we can use this human resources, this thousands of members, into the social struggles, into the manifestation, into the cooperation with the unions and other things. And I believe that if you put this guy from middle class with the regular goals in life into the heart of social struggle, you will get the radical. The output will be a radical. And because we are not in mainstream, the only way to keep alive is to build structures, but then the structures must to do something, because they get bored and then they signed out from the party. So they must be involved in whole country social struggles, because it will be.
But I think you overestimate the influence of social struggles.
Maybe, but it's not.
I think we have to go into the mainstream, yes, and be all the time.
Yeah, but
in the mainstream.
But you know, it is not your. And this is another lesson for me from these elections, because I've also run in the elections as the leader of the Kraków list. That this is not your decision. You can believe in PR, in the technology, in the political technology, like your friend from Greens. Yeah. Oh, we must learn ourselves how to deal with media. This is the decision of the media.
Not exactly, because when the media create our leader, yes.
Yes, but and they create him, and because then the they can.
Prepared to be.
But then they can simply smash him, and without social background. You know, if you want to depend on media, bourgeoisie media,
so
it's possible.
What is because you're saying that, in a way, you're shifting the emphasis away from like electoral politics.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, that's a question. And because of course, you guys own your young party. You like build the structures for like and have a very fast influx. Now you cross the 3%, so you get party funding
from
this. But what is the concrete vision for, like, because when you say you have to build a broader movement that's not just electoral politics, but that actually engages in movements and like has relations to unions. What is the vision for like the party?
Building alliances. In this half year, we. Because the main left-wing union was the ally of Social Democrats. But they feel betrayed. But still they were allies. But in Kraków and in the region of Lesser Poland, on the south of Poland, where the Kraków is, this union OPZZ.
That's a Polish trade union, yes.
Polish trade union.
There's the right-wing one, so
there's
the former communist
alliance of unions, because this is alliance. They are now with us because they saw our human resources, they saw our activity, they saw that we are the first party that openly. Is pro-union.
Not we have to say that unions in our country are very, very weak. It's less than 10% of
And there's anti-union. There's anti-union propaganda. And when they see the leftists that are pro-union, we invite them on our list.
We've got also problems with union because this.
Of course.
Communist union. It is corrupt and very
important. And when did it happen that the Solidarność lost membership? When that down?
Gradually. Actually, it was like with privatization, both unions were losing members. And that balance premium is like the post communist confederation is a bit bigger, but still. They were losing membership with the privatization.
But I think the event which killed the Solidarność was, of course, the
forming a political.
No, it was 81.
As a confederation functioning in Kakhalin and not Solidarność as a social movement in the opposition to communism. Because the first Solidarność was killed by martial state imposed by the communists.
Yeah.
And then it stopped.
And after this, there was
a movement of elites and not the.
And the right wing workers' movement. But after 81, it becomes very weak. Because in 80, the first Solidarność was a social movement of more than 10 million members. And after 81, it was delegalized. It was illegal, and it gets to be underground.
And it never got this strength again.
Absolutely.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Everything changed. After
so alliances. Second, to represent the particular interest in the many social struggles. Problem of some because if you are a political party, maybe mainstream don't like you, but you can ask the journalist for a press conference and they will come.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a problem with some small factory without unions, and you make this thing political, you are the Rzecznik Sprawy.
Supporter of the...
Speaker of the of the case. Yeah. Yeah? This is the second thing. Third thing, engaging the structures, the members into the real social work in the field that for us was normal, but for many people was, you know.
What is the social work?
Social work, no, education, but manifestation, some core of the activist work. I think.
Propaganda,
yeah. Yeah, but not only propaganda, but also supporting by, you know, arm by arm, the blockades. I think it's a necessity.
And what are the struggles about mainly? Is it environmental, or is it against the closing of something, of factories? Or
yeah, because, you know, in Poland there is, you know, in every city, in every district, in every region, there is a huge amount of problem and huge amount of people without their representation. People lost houses, and you know, in Greece, well, there is a big movement against exmission. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Poland, these movements are very weak. And if we have a party, we have resources, we have money. This is our responsibility to keep this struggle again. Yeah,
keep it in life. Even to mobilize people to go to the strike, because in Poland nobody's is striking. You know, the percentage of the striking.
And of course, we must have the program discussion open, because now people are thinking about something, but there's no left side of party, center, and right. And I think the open ideological discussion will be very good, because without it, we will float to the center. And I think that the real discussion about the direction will be also.
Is there questions?
There's a
right.
No, we have still 5 minutes, so I think, like, if you have questions...
What's the percentage of foreign capital compared to national capital?
In Poland?
More than half of capital is foreign.
More than half?
Absolutely. Because of when it was privatization in the 90s, we don't have our own national capital. That's the reason why all the German capital and French capital go and buy the...
Is it quite mixed, or is it...
It's quite mixed.
It's quite okay.
So it's mostly German double.
Yeah, I think it's German and
mostly, but it's the biggest percentage, like of German capital.
Yeah.
And it depends on a sector of economy. Like in banking, now it's more than, say, in whatever.
I think it's super
around. Maybe industry.
Deutsche Bank and Commerzbank, most of the Polish banks are in the group of Deutsche Bank or Commerzbank.
And automobile is part and
automobile is French. Mobile French.
Okay, there's a question. Another question.
Okay, I still haven't heard. Have you contested a national election yet? That's number one. Number two is you were very concerned about the sort of mainstream people that have joined your party raising welfare state kind of demands and that being the program.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder whether you think, I can go with what you say about the getting people into social movements and social struggles, but whether you think there's a use in those kinds of demands in the current situation in Poland.
Is there a possibility to...
making those kinds of demands can be useful.
Yes.
Question one is, have you had an election yet? Like, do you sit in the parliament? Or?
We had the elections, but we gained nearly 4% in elections, and it was success because for a young party, half a year, we get the donation, financial support. So it was success, and also for Polish for a small party, the register party as a community in all country is very difficult because you must collect 100,000 signatures from citizens, and it's very difficult.
Yeah.
And we were first social left party who did this.
I think that the first we collect is 1,000 signatures, and we have 500,000 votes in the election.
Yeah,
election.
Yeah. Okay. So it's also.
What about the welfare state and that?
There's a nice because if you demand welfare state, of course it won't happen. But if you demand, you know, abolish the temporary contracts, maybe
raise the taxes,
maybe we will do it. There's no possibility for Poland as an autarkic welfare state with own chaebols like in South Korea. It's impossible. But it's impossible to win some this struggle for, I don't know, rental houses, because there's no in Poland for
public
health care. These particular struggles are realistic, but this utopia of second Scandinavia is really stupid. And also there's a good text of Žižek about the radical social democracy. When you demand this social democracy minimum, and you see the response from the, for example, from the Troika in Greece, it was not radical in this program. Yeah, they were not communists. When you see a furious response, the situation is revolutionary, because you see that you don't have even social democratic minimum without the revolution. So, so this is this tricky strategy of. But I think the social democratic minimum is not the minimum of of some nostalgia, but this is a minimum of level of life. I think that we need to fight for, abolish temporary contract, but without nostalgia of etatism. We must rozdzielić to.
Separate it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.